This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Cryptocurrencies, probably the most well-known is Bitcoin, feel pretty inescapable these days. The industry has infiltrated Super Bowl ads, the stadium where the Lakers play. We've got politicians getting paid in crypto. And now it is coming for your children. No, but seriously, in a piece recently for Vox, senior reporter Rebecca Jennings wrote about a growing industry of camps, startups, video content, all aimed at educating the next generation of crypto enthusiasts. Rebecca, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, crypto for kids. Can you tell me a little bit more about what we're seeing?
So what we're seeing a lot of over the past couple of years, especially during the pandemic, is there's this like network of summer camps, startups directed towards kids and families, and video and book content just directed at teaching kids about crypto and Web3 and blockchain and all these really complicated concepts.
Yeah. You wrote in your article, there's this one camp, I think it was in California, where they gave every kid a laptop, a drone, a robot, a VR headset, and a phone with a crypto wallet. And they get to keep it.
Wild. Yeah. I was shocked when she told me that. I was like, wait.
Yeah. So what's the pitch that these companies make to parents and investors?
So I think for Crypto Kids Camp, which it targets kids from, you know, historically underrepresented people in tech fields. So it's a lot of kids that live in poorer neighborhoods. And so what they're trying to do is decrease the wealth gap. The really volatile market has made a lot of people, you know, a lot of people very rich. And I think they're seeing that as an opportunity of like, hey, can we get like people who don't really have a shot at working for, you know, a traditional banking or tech background to learn some of those skills.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like there is a lot of crypto FOMO that's happening right now. Like, if you're not doing this right now, then you are missing out. Yeah. So I can see how it makes sense why parents would want to give their kids a step up. But is there evidence that these programs actually prepare kids for the quote unquote future?
I mean, they haven't been around long enough to really say for sure. I mean, I'm sure what they're teaching kids is not something they're probably getting in public schools or in private schools or wherever they go. But I think it's sort of like an attempt at making up for the fact that personal finance education in most school systems in the U.S. is just extremely poor.
Yes.
Kids are not taught how to deal with money in any real way. And so I think this is sort of billed as a counterweight to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely wish I'd gotten some of the education in school.
Yeah.
But, you know, cryptocurrencies, it does feel different, right? Like it's unpredictable, it's fast moving. What are some of the critiques you've heard about these initiatives?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to one psychologist who studies finances and families, and her concern is that, you know, this kind of way of looking at money and way of dealing with money rewards very high risk investments, which not necessarily the thing that you want to be teaching a kid or a teenager who she had one analogy where she was like, you know, you can tell a kid that, you know, only one person out of 1,000 is going to really hit the jackpot. But a teenager is going to be like, oh, I'm going to be the one to hit the jackpot.
Of course.
Like, that'll be me.
Yeah.
And so her advice was to, you know, give kids like, you know, a couple bucks, like $5. Tell them to go ahead, go invest and like see what happens because they're probably going to lose it. And like imagine if that were $1,000, you know, like that would have hurt even worse.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So some of these programs you wrote about, they are aimed at really young kids, like as young as 5 years old. But you write that a lot of teenagers, they have these crypto stars in their eyes and are already investing on platforms like Robinhood. What do you see as the possible societal implications of teenagers engaging in these potentially risky financial habits?
I mean, I think the really big problem is that the stories that get told are the successes. And so we never see, you know, the full picture on how many people have lost everything. It's a perspective that we really need right now that we're not getting enough of.
Rebecca Jennings is a senior correspondent at Vox, writing about crypto for kids. Rebecca, it was great talking to you.
Thank you so much.